coming up on this episode of The Village Idiom.
What do you call two idiots in a blizzard?
What?
Num and number.
Dum, dum, da-da, Village Idiom.
Hello and welcome to The Village Idiot.
We are a podcast that every single week we take a popular saying, take an admittedly shallow, hopefully comedic, once in a while interesting, if we're really lucky, educational dive into its meaning, its usage, its origins, but mostly we're going to use it to hang our otherwise directionless conversation on. My name is Jurassic Mark.
I am Skinny.
That's who you are.
All day, every day.
All day, every day.
You've been enjoying this spattering of great weather?
Yeah, it is spattering, isn't it?
Well, sometimes it's like it's an amazing day.
Degrees. It's raining the next day.
It's yeah.
18 degrees. It's raining.
Or the morning is raining and then it turns into a beauty.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I love it.
Do you love it?
I love it. Yeah, it's been great.
Good.
Yeah, it's been very nice.
That's great. Well, we got the weather covered.
Have you ever... Oh, so you don't have to comb your hair. The other day I was... I was leaning on...
Do you?
I don't really. But I do run my fingers through it sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right now he's rubbing his shoulders, ladies and gentlemen.
Gross. But anyways. And I had my arm over the chair and entirely lost feeling, but continued to run my fingers through my hair anyway.
Oh, what? It was like a dead hand touching you?
Yeah, it's pretty weird. Yeah.
That is weird.
That you can cut off your circulation and then it feels like someone else is like grooming you.
That's weird.
Yeah, just little tidbits. If you're bored out there, village children.
Put your arm to sleep.
First. Do some, take care of yourself.
I remember once being in a movie theater, and it was an old theater. Remember the Clova?
Oh, yeah, sure. So
that theater, and the seats are, like, dilapidated.
Yeah.
And my left leg had fallen asleep, but I didn't know. Like, I actually had no idea.
You started standing
and up. So, yeah, I had to go to the bathroom, so I whisper over to my wife, I'm like, just go to the bathroom, I'll be right back. And I stood up, unknowing, and just, bam, face down, like, hit the ground, because I put all my weight on my left leg. I had no idea it was asleep.
Crazy.
And there was no leg there. Like, just, blam. And I'm like, there's not a lot of room on the sticky floor.
Yeah.
In a movie theater, I'm like, I can't feel my leg. She's dying. People around us are laughing. I get up and it's still like hobbled up. I'm like,
drag yourself.
Like, you know, when you walk down an airport aisle and you're holding both seats, like both all the way down the aisle to get to the lobby, just like shake it off. Like, oh my goodness.
People want to laugh.
I don't know
if you have a disability.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know if I've ever had it go that dead.
That's awesome.
Where I didn't even know.
You should have tried to comb your hair after with your foot. Like, that feeling is so good. Like, there's someone grooming me with, like, it's like having a contortionist groom you with their foot.
But you know what's excruciating?
You know that old feeling? The contortionist grooming you? Oh, wow. I haven't had that happen once. I've had it 1,000 times.
I can't even remember the days when I had hair. When I could run my toes through my hair. Let alone have
a contortionist.
Unfeeling...
It's like a numb contortionist combing your hair. That old phrase.
Wow.
Anyway.
Then, when I got to the lobby, it started to come back to life. And it was excruciating.
Oh!
Yeah, because it was from hip to toe, that sensation.
What is that sensation, you say?
Well, let's let Entourage. Remember the show Entourage?
I do.
Let's let them.
Where you been, E? We've been waiting on pins and needles.
Pins and needles.
Oh, yeah.
Where you been?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, where pins and needles. So it started to come back to life, and it was like, everybody's had pins and needles before, but
That's a pretty weird one.
Painful. And I don't know if it's just because it was the full leg and not just like the bottom of your foot or whatever, but it was torture.
Yeah, I get it.
Didn't wait. And then I wait till it fully comes back to life, go sit down, I'm like, well, that was embarrassing, and she's still laughing. And then at the end of the movie, I went to stand up. I didn't fall this time, but I'm like, oh my goodness, my leg is completely asleep again.
Is it just a weird position?
So it's just a weird...
Just talking about it is making my right leg feel weird. I don't know if I'm just being acutely aware of it. Yeah, I'm serious. I've got it folded underneath.
We're in hard chairs where it's like, could be cinching off.
I don't know if I'm like talking about it. It's just making me aware of sensation in my leg.
That's funny.
Phantom leg. That's fine.
Pins and needles.
Yeah. Pins and needles.
So yeah, we're going to... Pins and needles as an idiom means to be... This was a definition that I thought was interesting. An agitated state of suspense. So you're not just waiting for something.
Oh, I had something completely different.
What?
What do you call two idiots in a blizzard?
What?
Numb and Nummer. Yeah. So, pins and needles, that numbing sensation.
No, it's not. It's coming out of numbing.
Yeah, that's why I was working up from the other definition.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Pins
and coming needles. Out of the numbing, from being numb to having blood circulating properly is when you have pins and needles. But as an idiom, I thought it was interesting that they used the word agitated, an agitated state of suspense. Because I was going to say, oh, you're anxious for something. But I'm on pins and needles. Like, okay.
It's like waiting to see if you passed your acupuncture exam. Which seems fairly pointless. But
wow.
Yeah. I've never been to an acupuncturist.
No, neither have I.
Yeah, it seems like interesting, like to watch someone put a needle into your arm and feel it a bit. I don't know. What do you feel?
I think you feel it all.
It's not the same as
like. I can only imagine you feel every jab.
I don't know that people would endure it if they did. I think they're really like. What I think of people, they're not like, okay, Mr. You know, Batten, how was that?
I kind of felt that you just mimicking it with your hand.
You feel the needle going in?
I remembered my vaccination right there just by you kind of giving me a shoulder punch.
And those big scars.
And the big scars.
Children of the 70s.
We were the last one.
Oh, really?
So if you see somebody with that scar on their shoulder, that little cat bum scar.
Yeah. What's cat bum? That's so funny. All the spokes of a cat bum?
Yeah. You can see that.
How many spokes are on a cat bum?
You're 71, right?
I'm a 71.
Yeah, so if you see somebody with that, they were 71 or earlier.
And we're fine.
Sure. It's most of those people who still do podcasts.
Have a cat bum scar. I've never heard that before.
I've never said that before. Oh. I was trying to think of how to describe it.
So, we're trying to jam ideas together. Okay, so think of this. Okay. A voodoo acupuncturist who you don't even have to go to.
Why not? How does that not exist?
That could be like an alternate line of income for all you voodoo people.
That's great.
Yeah, voodoo acupuncturist. You don't even need to go. It's like, I'd like to make an appointment for some acupuncture, please. Okay, Mr. McLaren, just sit down on your chair there. Or you have to send like a lock of hair before.
Yeah.
And or something. Okay, how's that? Oh, that's better. Yeah. Thank you.
I'm just controlling you like Ratatouille over there. Just for the $50 such and such, press one.
Boop. I didn't want to press one. Boop, 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 boop.
That'll be $2,000.
Stop poking me. One of those things where there's no, like, telehealth would just be so much crazier. If they could do like remotely and then treat you remotely. And so I think there's a whole open line here for voodoo acupuncturists.
If we get better at cloning.
Okay.
But whatever happens to that clone happens to you.
So you could send your clone to the
doctor. You could just leave your body, your clone body at a hospital or whatever they would call that facility and just call up the doctor and go, hey, I just feel this weird pain in my back. Oh, we'll take a look at your clone right now.
Beep, bop, boop.
Yeah. Yep, turns out you've got a tumor on the...
Oh, man, that got dark.
Yep. We're going to remove that right now.
Okay, great. I feel better already.
I feel better already. Hello?
Yes, hello.
Yes, this is Dr. Smith.
Dr. Smith, I've got a bit of a challenge today. I've got a little lump, it appears.
No, I called you.
You're the doctor, though. You said you're Dr. Smith.
I called you.
Oh, okay.
You said hello.
Hey, so I'm just... is there a follow-up or something from my previous appointment?
I just called to let you know that you had a colonoscopy this morning.
I did? I wondered what that was. I thought maybe I'd been eating refried beans. Something was wrong, and I knew...
Then give your clone that barium drink where you're just like...
Normally, you guys call in advance.
Yeah, sorry about that. Had to downsize, let some staff go, so we're just going ahead with procedures. My left leg just disappeared. Yeah, we had to amputate that.
Sorry.
You're walking along. It just drops off.
What?
Yeah, call me about this stuff.
It's, I came across
this. You're pregnant.
Oh dear.
How do you do that over there?
Yeah. That's terrible. I feel like I was like virtually violated somehow.
I know. You gotta piece these things together to figure out what just happened.
And I'm a boy. How did they do that?
How do we do that? We have a facility filled with clones that they can operate on.
That's the mystery of this whole thing, is how they did that. You've got a clone that your leg will fall off if they do.
But I really
am stuck on this part. Yeah, that makes sense. Okay. After getting acupuncture, my chronic muscle pain is completely gone. Which proves the pin really is mightier than the sore.
That's good.
Yeah. Acupuncture humor, there's just not enough of it.
Good point.
So pins and needles has a variety of meaning, but it's actual meaning.
Its actual meaning is that an agitated state of suspense. Like you're anxiously awaiting something. And it can be short term, it can be, you know, waiting for the punchline of a joke, or it can be waiting for the results of a...
I'm on pins and needles.
Yeah. Results of an exam or a physical test.
Yeah. Just waiting for something.
Anyway, in closing...
So, have we done origins?
No.
Oh.
That's why I'm not
diving in. We should get into probably somewhere this really comes from.
Okay, fine. Let's start it up.
I said some words. Where'd they go? Where'd they go? No one can know. I turned around and looked behind. Those words came from another mind.
All right, well, it's going to be kind of short, kind of sweet. This idiom has been in use since the early 18th century, which I think makes sense. Experiencing pins and needles definitely goes back that far, if not further. It originates from the idea that someone who is eagerly waiting for something cannot stand still, but instead paces around, hops on the spot. So it has the look, the appearance of them standing on pins and needles because they're hopping back and forth in anticipation for something. So the term refers to the image of a person being unable to remain still because they are standing on a bed of pins and needles. Hmm. What's the difference between a pin and a needle?
A pin has an end on it, a flat end, and a needle does not.
Almond Joy's got nuts.
Yeah.
No, so.
You think about a pin, it has a pin head, like, so that something you can put pressure against, but a needle is intended to, like, slide through completely.
Does a needle have to have an eye?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
For a barb?
No, that would be. An eye.
Mm-hmm. Alright, one of the earliest cited examples comes from John Poole's Hamlet Travesty in 1810. It says, No doubt some dirty work, if this be true, would it be, wow. I'm trying to read through my microphone. Let me do that again. No doubt some dirty work, if this be true, would it worth supper time.
Mr. Batten, we're doing some work on your eyes right now.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't know if you can tell we dilated you.
What? Why am I tripping over my tongue? I might experience some tongue swelling. All right, no doubt some dirty work, if this be true, would it worth supper time, this tale so wheedles, till then I'm sitting upon pins and needles. So that's from 1810. The original saying is pins and needles, which this was interesting. So one of the questions was, is it pins and needles or needles and pins? And I'm like, that's a stupid question. But apparently needles and pins is said quite regularly. Just not here.
Yeah.
I've never heard it. When I did go to look for clips, audio clips, I did see needles and pins in movies and things. So anyway. The question came up, is it pins and needles officially or needles and pins? Which one came first? So they used that little poem I just read. No doubt some dirty work, if this be true. Would it was supper time, this tale so wheedles. Till then I'm sitting about pins and needles. If this was the first thing, like if this poem is the origin story right here, then pins and needles.
What's a wheedle, by the way? I know they wobble, but don't fall down. But what is an actual wheedle?
You know what's funny is I've now read it four times.
Yeah.
And I put it in my notes. And I never thought, hey, what's a wheedle?
What's a wheedle? This tale so wheedles.
This tale so wheedles. We'll look that up in a second.
Sure.
So the expected word order originated with pins and needles, but even though it is apparently commonly also said needles and pins. Which, actually, just to show you, it's even in poetry and song. So this is, this is Smokey, but now forget. The Searchers are the original artists. The song was written by somebody and Sonny Bono.
Cher.
But maybe it wasn't Cher. But listen to this. Needles and Pins. So there you go. Even made it to songs. Needles and Pins. Had a hard time finding a Pins and Needles
song. That's crazy.
But there is a Needles and Pins song. So yeah, it's apparently said.
Maybe it's copyright.
So that song's been done by the Searchers, Tom Petty, the Ramones.
Needles and Pins?
Needles and Pins.
Is that a Brit? Is there a British aspect to that?
No, these are all American bands. So there is one competing theory, which is this. On Pins and Needles refers to the tingling sensation, which we were talking about earlier, when the feeling returns to a numb limb. And Pins and Needles, that experience occurs when the blood supply to the nerves is cut off, which is usually caused by sitting or sleeping on your arm, whatever, blah, blah, blah. We know what causes it. It stops when the weight's taken off and blood comes back. So they're saying that it doesn't come from anything we just said. It just comes from the fact that we all experience it and it actually feels like pins and needles. But it doesn't really relate to why we would use it in anxious right. anticipation for something. So
that coming back from numbness
6-1
somehow translated itself into anxiety.
Which, by the way, that sensation, that physical sensation, is called paresthesia.
Paresthesia.
Yeah.
But if you forget about it, it's amnesia paresthesia.
Forget about it.
That's about it. Paresthesia. Well, in case that comes up in a crossword puzzle.
Or a riddle.
Whoa! Paresthesia. Rhymes with amnesia. That's all I'm going to be able to remember now. Paresthesia.
So the only thing you're going to be able to remember
is paresthesia.
Is amnesia.
Amnesia. Yeah, that's funny. That's ironic, isn't it?
It is. The only thing I can remember is amnesia.
Well.
All right.
As we, oh my goodness.
I know, it's one of those days.
Well, some days it's over a half hour. Some days it's not.
We average it out to 30 minutes. What would be the worst place to have a limb go numb? Other than collapsing on your face in the
movie. Treading water.
Wow. I bet that happens all the time though, doesn't it? Like if you're in iceberg water.
Like, my leg's going numb. I can't.
You don't even know if you're swimming anymore.
You think you are, but your leg's not doing anything?
I had a friend who did the Tough Mudder.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've heard of
that. And you had to break away the ice to swim across this one part.
Wow.
And to crawl out, he said that there was some bad planning where you crawled out of this river or lake or whatever it was, ice surfaced lake. When you crawled out, it was just a slope. It wasn't stairs. It wasn't a rope.
So it got wetter and wetter.
And that slope turned into mud and everybody's just slipping back in.
Kicking each other in the faces.
So he's like, by the time I dove in and swam it, there was a waiting line to get out.
Oh no.
And so they actually had to intervene. They had to intervene because it became dangerous.
Yeah.
But he's like, when it was my turn to get out, he goes, I kid you not, like when I started jogging on the trail, I'm looking down going, I'm running, right? Because I couldn't feel anything.
That's crazy.
Couldn't feel the ground, couldn't feel my muscles. But I'm looking down, I'm like, I'm jogging.
Reason 37.
Walking by three.
To not do one of these.
Yeah, exactly. What was the first 36?
One. Don't want to. Two, horrendously out of shape.
I seriously wanted to when I was in shape.
Yeah.
Remember, we have a mutual friend, Curtis, at church, and he's into all that kind of stuff. And I'm like, he was like, we gotta go do it. And I'm like, I'm in. And just never, he's done them now, but I mean.
Yeah.
Not Kurt.
Yeah, Curtis.
Curtis, yeah.
Yeah, he's got that kind of like lean, lanky build where.
Yeah.
I don't know, those guys can just like keep going.
Yeah.
Like keep going. It's like they're just perpetual like energizer buddies.
Yeah.
But he's not like a big bulky dude.
Yeah, no, not really.
Yeah.
No, but yeah, I never did it. When I get back in shape again.
So.
Really, you snorted pretty quickly.
Because I've seen you do
it. You're not on pins and needles for me to get back into muscular perfection.
If I was waiting on pins and needles, I may be perforated by the time you.
Exactly.
But of all people, I've actually seen you do it.
Have done it.
Yeah, and I watched it like through your window. And it was It was pretty remarkable, actually.
That's actually...
You were very disciplined.
That peeping Tomness of you actually inspired me to keep going.
Like, I want to quit.
Can't let him
down. Can't let him see.
Can't let him down.
Yeah.
I like, feel like he's really invested in this.
Yeah. I'm just outside the cold with parathesis.
It's not parathesis. Paresthesia.
Paresthesia.
Amnesia.
All right. It's with parathesia.
Okay,
I got it. I'll get it. Anyways, well, we are heading into the home stretch of things.
Hey, wait a minute.
Village of
paresthesia.
Children. Okay.
If that means...
We're not heading into the home stretch.
Okay, that's not the numbing of your limbs. That's the return of feeling. Because I was going to say, is there anything to do with paraplegic and paresthesia?
No, I think para just means like many.
Yeah.
It's the thesia part. Okay. Anesthesia.
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 Oh, that does...
Crazy. It's got to be related.
That, yeah, totally.
Thesia.
Yeah, that suffix is definitely something to do with feeling.
There's something funny with that.
Lack thereof.
Yeah.
Thesia. You have anesthesia.
Paresthesia.
And you experience paresthesia when you come out of that.
Wow. There's thesia. Well, if not...
It should be.
It should be.
If they're disconnected, that's stupid.
Okay, illegitimate children. I hope you're prepared for that amazing time when we all enjoy some riddling together.
That was a beautiful intro. Riddling is a game we like to play. It takes a two-part trivia-based question and requires a two-part overlapping answer, overlapping by sound, syllable, word, or word. So for example, last week when our idiom of the week was, oh man, oh, New York Minute. New York Minute. I can't believe how quickly I forget. It was just the last one we did.
The week passes.
Amnesia. We left you with this one. This is a big sit. Nope. Oh, we changed it because we had the same one, Minute Maid one. Let me say, one second. It was, this city was four. Wait, I got it right here.
Oh, yeah, it's coming back to me.
Did I just.
Something about York.
Yeah. Formerly known as York, used to be Canada's capital. A city formerly known as York used to be Canada's capital.
Well, it was Toronto, something that was in there.
Yeah.
I can't remember the rest.
So, Toronto was formerly called New York.
Yeah.
What used to be Canada's capital? Used to be.
York.
Yeah.
Toronto.
No. So, York is also...
York. I don't know.
But York changed its name to...
Toronto.
Yeah.
Toronto.
That's right.
That's so ridiculous.
I was just couldn't wait to hear you
Toronto,
say that.
Toronto. Okay. Wow. That messed me up.
Toronto. So the correct answer is not Toronto. It's not Toronto. It's Toronto. And that's how you play Riddly.
Okay.
Kind of.
Kind of.
That's why I didn't want to leave that one dangling out there. I wanted the Minute Maid one, but...
That's fantastic. Okay, illegitimate children, let's see if you can beat Jurassic Mark to the punch here. Asian needle therapy at the... Asian needle therapy at the site of a Soviet nuclear meltdown.
What?
Asian needle therapy at the site of a Soviet nuclear meltdown.
Oh, okay. Acupuncture Noble. Just had to walk through that.
Okay, yes.
Okay.
Good for you. That was a little punk to a three.
Acupuncture Noble. Okay, I got one.
Okay, let's hear it.
Be Anxious is also an old Searchers song. Being Anxious is also an old Searchers song.
Okay, that's funny. On Pins and Needles and Pins?
Yep, that's it.
That's funny. You're just going some mirrored action.
Having some fun.
Yeah, there's words for that, isn't there? Like, things that are...
Paresthesia.
Paresthesia. No, things that are the same forward, backwards, like kayak.
Yeah, that's not exactly what this is, but yeah.
Pins and Needles and Pins? Yeah.
What is the word for that? Anagram? No.
It'll come to us. Okay. I've got another one ready for you.
I'm ready.
Occultic Haitian religion is dog crap. Occultic Haitian religion is dog crap.
Is it voodoo doo?
Yes. It's voodoo doo.
Voodoo doo. I like it.
Perfect. That's
Okay, well, I got one more. We are going to leave a dangling out there for our illegitimate children. Tell everyone, everybody, all of them, how they can play along.
Illegitimate children, we would be green with envy to hear from you on Instagram at the.village.idiom or email us thevillageidiompodcast@gmail.com or whether it's the Facebook, the YouTube, or the X at 3 minutes gone.
To persuade someone to do something by using flattery is wheedle.
Wow.
So, wheedles.
Okay, you know when we say weasel in there? I wonder if it's wheedle in there.
What? What?
It's like they're weaseling into a situation.
Should
they would totally weaseled in. I wonder if they wheedled in.
Maybe.
Because they're using flattery to get their way. They wheedled their way in. Wheedle.
Maybe.
Wow. We'll have to investigate.
All right, here it is. Circular evidence that a pilot has lost control makes me have paresthesia. Circular evidence that a pilot has lost control makes me have paresthesia.
And that is 3 minutes gone. That's a good one. They're going to have to do some searching on that one.
They'll figure that one out.
Think so?
Yeah, that's an easy right. one. You'll get that. You're just not, wheedling.
Well, by not saying complimentary things, I don't know if you're wheedling. Because you have to compliment me in order to wheedle.
Fair enough.
You have to flatter me somehow.
That's,
Mark,
that's a lot to ask.
You're a lovely person.
Is that sincerity? That's what I want to know.
Well, it can depend.
It feels really sincere, if I'm being honest.
Okay, well, you are a lovely person.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, I don't want to wheedle on you, but wheedle somebody. That doesn't sound nice. But regardless, it's been a pleasure. For legitimate children.
I've enjoyed every minute of it.
Over New York,
man. In a minute.
I'm Skitty.
I'm Jurassic Mark.
And these are the Village Idioms.
Oh, no. Oh, yes.
That's funny.
That's 3 minutes gone.